They went on. When the light broke over the beach again, he saw that the boy had his head bowed and was whispering to himself. He looked for their tracks going up the beach, but he couldn't see them. The wind had picked up even more, and he was waiting for the first spits of rain. If they got caught out on the beach in a rainstorm in the night, they'd be in trouble. They turned their faces away from the wind, holding on to the hoods of their parkas. The sand rattling against their legs and racing away in the dark, and the thunder cracking just offshore. The rain came in off the sea, hard and slant, and stung their faces, and he pulled the boy against him. He stood in the downpour, holding the boy. How far had they come? He waited for the lightning, but it was tailing off, and when the next one came, and then the next, he knew that the storm had taken out their tracks. They trudged on through the sand at the upper edge of the beach, hoping to see the shape of the log where they'd camped. Soon, the lightning was all but gone. Then, in the shift in the wind, he heard a distant, faint patter. He stopped. Listen.
What is it?
Listen.
I don't hear anything.
Come on.
What is it, Papa?
It's the tarp. It's the rain falling on the tarp.
I can't hear it.
Yes, you can. Listen. They went on stumbling through the sand and the trash along the tide line. They came to the tarp almost at once, and he knelt and dropped the bindle and groped for the rocks he'd weighed the plastic with and pushed them under. He stretched the tarp out in the dark and pulled the boy underneath, and then used the rocks to hold down the edges inside. He got the boy out of his wet coat and pulled the blankets over them, the rain pelting them through the plastic. He shucked off his own coat and held the boy close, and soon they were asleep. In the night, the rain ceased, and he woke and lay listening. The heavy wash and thud of the surf after the wind had died. In the first dull light, he rose and walked down to the beach. The storm had littered the shore, and he walked the tide line, looking for anything of use. In the shallows, beyond the breakwater, an ancient corpse rising and falling among the driftwood. He wished he could hide it from the boy, but the boy was right. What was there to hide? When he got back, he was awake, sitting in the sand, watching him. He was wrapped in the blankets, and he'd spread their wet coats over the dead weeds to dry. He walked up and eased himself down beside him. And they sat, watching the leaden sea lift and fall beyond the breakers. They were most of the morning offloading the ship. He kept the fire going, and he'd wade ashore, naked and shivering, and drop the tow rope and stand in the warmth of the blaze while the boy towed in the sea bag through the slack swells and dragged it onto the beach. They emptied out the bag and spread blankets and clothing out on the warm sand to dry before the fire. There was more on the boat than they could carry, and he thought they might stay a few days on the beach and eat as much as they could, but it was dangerous. They slept that night in the sand with the fire standing off the cold and their goods scattered all about them. He woke, coughing, and rose and took a drink of water and dragged more wood onto the fire, whole logs of it that sent up a great cascade of sparks. The salt wood burned orange and blue in the fire's heart, and he sat watching it a long time. Later, he walked up the beach, his long shadow reaching over the sands before him, sawing about with the wind and the fire, coughing, coughing. He bent over, holding his knees, taste of blood. The slow surf crawled and seethed in the dark, and he thought about his life, but there was no life to think about, and after a while, he walked back. He got a can of peaches from the bag and opened it and sat before the fire and ate the peaches slowly with his spoon while the boy slept. The fire flared in the wind and sparks raced away down the sand. He set the empty tin between his feet. "Every day is a lie," he said. "But you are dying. That is not a lie."
This ends Disc 5.